This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 27th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather today has been warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, people are enjoying the clear skies. Jerusalem is experiencing a bright day as well. Down in Eilut, the temperatures are quite high, perfect for a day at the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF launched strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon earlier today. This follows an overnight drone attack on Israeli troops at the Ali al-Tahrir Ridge, according to JNS. Also, Israel Hayom reports that an IDF operation eliminated a Hamas commander in the southern Gaza Strip. Ismail Mohammed Ibrahim Barim, who held three hostages in a tunnel, was targeted. Also this hour, Ynet covered the IDF chief's concerns about funding, stating the military is facing empty coffers. The chief ordered heightened readiness across multiple fronts, including Iran and Lebanon. Separately, I-24 News reveals Prime Minister Netanyahu had a secret back channel with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War. And finally, JTA reports that California could become the first state to list Jewish as an ethnicity. The Assembly has until August 31st to pass this proposal into law. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israeli activist Hen Mazig, posting earlier today, highlighted Hakeem Jeffries' condemnation of Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism, calling it a significant moment. Gideon Saar shared that he decided, with the Prime Minister's approval, to expel Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza. This follows new Dutch legislation banning trade in certain Israeli products. Bilaz News, a conflict monitoring account, also reported on the expulsion of Dutch diplomats. They note that the Dutch parliament's ban on trade from Israeli settlements is set to take effect next month. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes on Hezbollah targets. JNS reports that these strikes were a response to a drone attack on Israeli troops in southern Lebanon. This escalation underscores ongoing tensions and could impact stability in the region. Turning to the elimination of a Hamas commander. Israel Hayom provides details on the operation in Gaza. Ismail Mohammed Ibrahim Barim, linked to the military wing of Hamas, was holding three hostages. This action aims to reduce threats from within Gaza, affecting security dynamics. Meanwhile, the issue of military funding has surfaced. Ynet explains that the IDF chief is critical of the treasury, citing a need for increased readiness. This includes potential troop reinforcements across various borders, highlighting fiscal challenges for Israel's defense. In other news, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu maintained a secret communication channel with Hamas during the 2014 conflict. This revelation could alter perceptions of past and present diplomatic strategies. Finally, JTA outlines the potential change in California's recognition of Jewish identity. If passed, this could influence ethnic categorization and community support initiatives in the state. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business suggests it's time to lower interest rates. The president of the Manufacturers Association calls for a reduction, emphasizing the need for economic relief for self-employed individuals and the public. Separately, Globes reports that Nvidia has solidified its status as Israel's most profitable company. The U.S. chip giant's success reflects its strategic growth, particularly after acquiring Mellanox. And finally, Keytech shares insights from Ram Gev of Bank Hapoalim. He reviews a book on innovation, stressing that adapting to constant change is crucial for corporate success. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.